thought it was a great day. I thought it was a day to rival last Saturday, to be honest. The atmosphere is a completely different game. It's been a fantastic week for us off the back of Leicester's performance and the atmosphere. Training this week has been boosted every day by new arrivals. The group's grown in confidence and belief. I think that word's the important one, belief. And you saw today a little bit of freedom to our play when we got in front. And the first goal was key in all levels of football, but certainly at the level we play at the moment. And we just haven't scored the first goal enough. And once we got in front and the centre forward gets on the score sheet, it gives belief and confidence to the rest of the group. I thought it was a very good performance, strong performance. Yes, I know they had a goal disallowed and they hit the post, but I thought we could have had six. We could have had six today. We're a transformed football club. We look like a different team. Are we the finished article? No. Nowhere near, just because it's one game. As I said to the boys there, enjoy it. Enjoy it. We're moving in the right direction, but there's more. There's a lot more to come from us.
Stunning debuts as well, one from Nico or Tonicals, I should say. Always great to get a goal on your debut. He was absolutely lightning from the first whistle.
I thought it was a pair. I thought they looked like a pair that had played together for years, to be honest. Just the chemistry, just everything came off for them as a pair. The cleverness of the play, neither of the mobile, if I'm being honest, as we know, neither mobile, but the timing of their movement, the cleverness, it's different class. And that gave us the base today. That gave us the base. And Timothy Dieng, great performance, great debut. Glenn Morris's full debut as a permanent signing was excellent, deserved a clean sheet. That's just really strong. But what we saw today with a structure to our play and just a little bit more quality within the group, you saw players that have been here all season perform so much better as well. And I can't let a mention for Dom Jeffries go without being said, because not only the goal, but his all-round performance was as good as I've seen this season.
Yeah, you start my next question. A fantastic performance from DJ. Before the game, of course, we had George Lapsley on the pitch. The deal was all but announced, really. Another terrific addition.
Yeah, look, I know we've sort of showed him before the game, but until it's announced at both ends, I'm always careful of what I say. But if George is going to be in the building on Monday, then it's another great addition. Somebody else who's got extensive qualities at this level and know-how of the division. And it's been one of the standout performances in the division this season. He's a forward runner, he's got energy, he's a good lad, he's a settled lad, lovely family. So let's make sure that gets boxed off first before we can talk any more about it.
Will you sleep a bit better tonight than in previous weekends?
Yeah, I think I'll sleep well tonight. Just saw me energy on the sideline. You can ask my players, you can ask the staff, you can ask your here, Phil. I've been like a different character this week. It's been tough for everybody at the football club, and I'm the one who has to front it all the time, and it's been really difficult. Everyone asks me, what's the Neil Harris team look like? Well, it's a lot more like it. And we're not the finished article, and there's more players to come, and there will be adjustments to style of play. But that's more what a Neil Harris team looks like, and that's what a genuine team should look like. And that's the atmosphere I want my players to play in. That's the performance I want my players to give the fans, and that's the combination I want between the terraces and the pitch, or the pitch and the terraces, whatever way you want to put it. But my standards won't step back now. I've demanded more. We finally produce more as a football club. Had the firepower to go out and recruit these players. That we're not, as I said very clearly in the press conference on Thursday, we're not blowing people out of the water with money. We're not overspending. We're only competing the same as 10 or 12 other clubs at this level, but players want to come here because they see a future.